well, and that's probably one of the easiest parts of meeting meaningful youth. If you go to the ONC's website, they've actually got a very nice site set up called the CHAPL, which stands for their certified products list. And you simply type in your vendor or your system name or some sort of measure so that you know what you're looking for. And then it returns a list of the certified system. Now, the key is to ensure that everyone knows you not only look for your actual system that you've got, so you don't look for just any Clinical Works EHR system. You actually have to look at the version number to be sure that you're up to date with the actual certified version. Since the rules have come out, all of the vendors have to really step it up and make sure that they have all of the criteria in their latest version so that they can be certified. So in many, many cases, that means that providers now have to be sure that they are up to date, or they have to get in line to have the newest version installed. You know, that's not as easy as turning off a computer one night and walking in, turning it on the next. In most cases, these upgrades not only incur extra cost for the providers, but they have to relearn a few things or learn how to use new functionalities for their system. So it really is a process of getting that installed and then learning how to use it appropriately to meet the meaningful use criteria. And also, you have to learn how to enter the data in a way that it's measured. In order for these systems to be certified, they actually have to be able to calculate each of those measures. So, say for one measure where you have to enter demographics, you have to be sure that you're entering race or gender or whatever it is that you're entering in the right spot in the EHR in the right format so that that measure can be calculated, which is then submitted to CMS to prove that you are indeed a meaningful user of the EHR system.